if we could finish all this. So yesterday we did Siman Chais. We'll just run through it very quickly. So Machaber says, Yesh li Yizhar, page 254, Siman Sadi Dalad, Siv Ches. It's three lines from the bottom in the Machaber. Very, very, very last word on the line, Ches. Yesh li Yizhar, Shlo Lismach Atzmo La'amud O L'Chaver B'Shas Tefila. Person should be careful not to lean against his friend or against a pillar or his friend when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah points out, I think we went over some of this yesterday. Same thing applies by anything which you have to stand for. So it's they're taking out the Sefer Torah. This is the example of Mishnah Berurah brings. So Sefer Torah is going to the beam. So you have to stand. So stands means you have to be freestanding, not leaning against something. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we're supposed to have respect and have aim on, have fear, and that you're standing in front of Hashem. So you wouldn't be cash. Right? When you're talking to somebody from the IRS, right? I think that's a better example than the president, right? You know, like, somebody from the IRS, right? So you wouldn't be, right? You wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't be cash. So therefore, you're supposed to stand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says some people have a different reason. As we talk about many times, there's a nafka mina, right? There's a difference between these two, what you say the reason is why you're not supposed to stand, right? Why you're not supposed to lean. So the reason we brought down yesterday is because you're supposed to be in fear. Second reason is because you have to, the second reason, or the Mishnah Berurah brings this down first, the reason you're not supposed to lean against anything is because you're supposed to stand. So Mishnah Berurah says there's a difference between the two reasons. There's a difference between the two reasons. That is, let's say if you're leaning on something, but you're not leaning enough, like you can't gauge how much I'm leaning on the stender, but if they would pull out the stender, I'm leaning on it, but if somebody would pull out the stender, I'm not recommending someone do that, but I would not fall down. In other words, I'm leaning on it, but I'm not leaning on it with enough force that it's holding me up totally. So if you say the first reason is you have to stand, so I'm standing. Because that's considered standing because I'm standing because I can prove it to you. If you pull this out, I wouldn't fall. If you say it's because the first we mentioned yesterday, or the second reason, the Mishnah Berurah, that's because of Ema, because of fear. So even though I could pull this out, I'd still be staying, but it's not nice. Right? You're supposed to stand. You're supposed to be, So that would be the nafka mina. That would be the difference between those two reasons. Whether you could slightly lean on a stender or whatever it may be. During davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says that b'makom adchak, in a pressing situation, you could be lenient like the first opinion, which means preferably you shouldn't do that, right? In other words, you should be standing. Now, obviously, you might have a stender, so you have your sitter in front of something, right? So you could daven out of the sitter. So to make the sitter a little more comfortable. But here we're talking about, is there any of your force on that object in front of you? Okay, right. And we also talked about a person who's ill. So again, he could, if he can't concentrate, so he could lean against something. And if not, the Mishnah Berurah says he could, but we talked about this before, the ill person could sit while he's dominating. Okay, let's try to finish tests. Misha muchrach lispalo minyushav. Someone asked this, we discussed this before. There's certain situations where, for whatever reason, a person has to daven Shmoneh Esrei while they're seated. Okay? So Machaber says, kishyachol. So now that situation's been obviated. Right? Whatever the case may be, people are bothering you, or the person's not strong enough. Now they feel better. So the Machaber says, when the person's able, tzarklach lispalo milmud. You have to go back and daven again standing. Machaber holds, davening sitting is really not the way to go. So yeah, you do it when you're stuck and you're scared it's going to get too late. You daven seated for the reasons we mentioned before. But the Machaber says, when the opportunity arises and that problem is gone, and assume it's still early enough to daven, you should go back and daven. You don't have to add anything. You might have remembered that we discussed this concept. There's such a thing as a davening betaris nedava, that you're davening Shemoneh Esrei a second time. For most of us, it's hard enough davening once, but usually we don't do this. You daven it as a donation. So in other words, for whatever reason, you want to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei, you could, but there's two caveats. Number one is you have to do something different in the second one that you didn't do in the first one. Maybe say a new tefillah, add something in. So that first caveat would not be a problem in this case, because you daven sitting. So davening standing is enough of a change that would be good enough. Now, just before we go on to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says, from the name of the Achronim, that we don't do this. If you daven sitting for whatever reason, if you have the opportunity, like an hour, 2 hours, whatever, it's before Zman Tefillah, you should not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? For the obvious reason. It's hard enough to daven, like I said before. It's, you know, for us, you know, unfortunately, let's get through one. Now, a very interesting Ramah. I'll do this very quickly. Just Ramah says on the next page, Misha Baba Derek, someone was traveling. They were traveling. V'husamach l'malon, and you're near the inn. Now, don't forget, they didn't have things like, I don't know, whatever. You know, residence inn, or, you know, whatever. Courtyard from Marriott, whatever. Hilton's, whatever. So you're near the im yachli stalek miyadar. If you could go off the road, right? So you got to daven now. So we all know diving on the road, we learned these halakhas, right? Diving on the road, you can walk all down. It's not easy to dive on the road. We have various halakhas that we learned about in Sayyidah about that. But it's not easy to dive on the road. So the Ramah says if you could turn off the road, but Makam Shal Yasi Ku over Idrakam, so people won't bother you, the people who are also on the road won't bother you. Yistalik, you should turn off the road. Yistalik Sham, go off the road. Follow Yispal Malon, don't dive in the inn, in the hotel. Don't dive in the inn. Okay. Don't daven in an inn that belongs to a non-Jew. We'll see why in a second. Because the people of the inn, there was a lot of stuff going on. A lot of times in an inn, there was a saloon, restaurant, saloon. You can imagine, you know, not easy to daven. But if you can't turn off the road, because if you turn off the road, either it's dangerous, can't do it, people will bother you, whatever the case may be. So then daven in the inn, in the hotel, in some corner. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds a little more knach to the inn problem, the hotel problem. The other problem the Mishnah Berurah brings up is, besides the noise or whatever in a hotel, is there were crosses in the inn, in the hotel. Believe it or not, my mother-in-law had this problem. There's a famous story in the family that my mother-in-law, when she gave birth in Evanston, right out of Chicago, in a, I think it was St. Francis, a non-Jewish place. At least there was, it more or less was Jewish, because in every room there was a figure of a Jewish person who lived a few thousand years ago in every single room in an uncomfortable position. So the story is told with, I think it's my oldest brother-in-law. They had to do the bris in the hospital, because I don't remember what the reason was. And the Rabbi Meisel's Hasidish Rav was the Moel. So you could have picked, I'd love to have been there to see this scene of this Hasidish Rav. He was a Rebbe coming into this place. And so he said, as soon as he saw the Jewish person, the Jewish boy on the wall, I don't know why he did. He took it down or covered it up. But anyways, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you do if you have to daven in the inn? And on the eastern wall, there's he's hanging on the wall in more ways than one. So it's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, so what are you going to do? You can't go outside, right? Because you can't daven on the east, towards the eastern wall like we've been learning, because he's there. So what you do? So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im b'kosel mizrachi sham tluim galulim." If on the eastern wall there's idols, you have to imagine what they know. Ayis pavlo also said, so don't daven in that direction. El letzad acher, turn around to a different direction. Yeah. No, but it's interesting because you're in the same room. But just don't face that direction. Afal pishenu mizrach. I'm not going to be facing east. The Jewish boy is hanging on the eastern wall. I guess if that's where he'd like to be, at least in death. So turn to a different side, even though, and daven that way, even though you won't be facing east. So there's two interesting ideas here. If you just turn around, that would be good enough, even though there's one of those things in the room. And number two is, in this case, it would be an answer to a trivial question. When could you legitimately face a non-Yerushalayim side in order to daven Shemoneh Esrei? So this would be the answer, or one of the answers.
What if you had all four walls?
I don't know.
We'll have to find a different room.
Or a different hotel. Different hospital. I don't think they're that from.